الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة ورجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أي عباد الله، كل إنسان في هذا العالم يبحث عن السعادة على اختلاف مفاهيمهم لها، وعلى اختلاف مواردها عندهم. فأحد يبحث عنها في الأموال، وآخر يبحث عنها في كثرة الأولاد، وآخر يبحث عنها في المناصب، وآخر يبحث عنها فيما يسمعه، وغيره يبحث عنها فيما يبصره، إلى غير ذلك من صنوف الميادين التي يتوقع الناس حصول السعادة لهم فيها. غير أن الحقيقة التي يغفل عنها كثير من الناس هو أن كل باحث عن السعادة فإنه باحث عن أمر عزيز المنال، إلا لمن وفقه الله إليه، إلا لمن وفقه إليه الله ذو الجلال. فالباحث عن السعادة في المال محق لو طلبه من حله ولم يحبسه في خزائنه، بل صرفه فيما يرضي ربه، فبنى به مسجدا، او كفل به يتيما، او اوقف مصحفا، او نشر كتابا، او سد به حاجة محتاج، او قضى به دين معسر، او بنى به للفقراء منزلا، او ادى به اليهم معروفا، وكان في ذلك كله لله مخلصا. والباحث عن السعادة في الاولاد لم يكن مخطئ لو انه طلبهم بما اباح الله له، ونشأهم على طاعة الله. والباحث عن السعادة في المنصب موفق لو كان كنبي الله يوسف عليه السلام حين قال: اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم، فيكون عالما بما يستحقه هذا المنصب من الأداء والعلم والخبرة، لا لأجل الظهور والرئاسة والمال. حفيظ على هذه الأمانة التي سيسأل عنها يوم القيامة. والباحث عن السعادة في هذا الباب ينبغي أن لا يكون مريدا الرفعة على الناس ولا الفساد في الأرض. قال تعالى: فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم. والباحث عن السعادة السمعية فإنه لن يجدها إلا في الإنصات لكلام الله والاستماع لحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، بل كما قال الله عز وجل: لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بمعروف أو صدقة أو إصلاح بين الناس. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. وقال: إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا. قيل: وما رياض الجنة يا رسول الله؟ قال: حلق الذكر. وهي هنا بإجماع أهل العلم أنها حلق العلم. والباحث عن السعادة فيما يبصره، فهذا الكون الفسيح المليء بما يأسر العيون ويبهر العقول فيه عوض عن النظر إلى ما يحرق الفؤاد ولا يقدر الناظر إلى الوصول إليه إلا بإغضاب رب الأرباب. وبالجملة عباد الله، فالباحث عن السعادة قد يجد شيئا منها في ملذات دنيوية، غير أنها لا تلبث أن تعود عليه بالضرر في هذه الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. ولن يجد الإنسان المتعة الحقيقية إلا في أن يبني لأخراه بأن يبني لأخراه، وذلك بأن يكون دوما مع الله القائل عز شأنه: وما ظلمناهم ولكن ظلموا أنفسهم فما أغنت عنهم آلهتهم التي يدعون من دون الله من شيء لما جاء أمر ربك وما زادوهم غير تكذيب. وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة، إن أخذه أليم شديد. إن في ذلك لآية لمن خاف عذاب الآخرة، ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس وذلك يوم مشهود، وما نؤخره إلا لأجل معدود يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه فمنهم شقي وسعيد. فاللهم اجعلنا من السعداء، واستغفر الله لي ولكم وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله العلي الأعلى، والصلاة والسلام على النبي المجتبى والحبيب المصطفى وآله الشرفاء وأصحابه النجبى ومن تبعهم بإحسان من أهل التقى. أما بعد، عباد الله، فإن السعادة الحقة إنما تكون في تكريس الجهود لطاعة الله والرضا بالقضاء والتهيئة للوقوف بين يدي الله يوم اللقاء، اليوم الذي على أساسه ينقسم الناس فيه إلى قسمين، قال الله عز وجل عنهم: يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه فمنهم شقي ومنهم سعيد. فأما الذين شقوا ففي النار لهم زفير وشهيق خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك، إن ربك فعال لما يريد. وأما الذين سعدوا ففي الجنة خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك، عطاء غير مجدود، عطاء غير مجدود. فلا تك في مرية مما يعبد هؤلاء، ما يعبدون إلا كما يعبد آباؤهم من قبل، وإنا لموفوهم نصيبهم غير منقوص. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا أنكم موقوفون بين يدي الله ومسؤولون عن كل ما تفعلون وتقولون في هذه الحياة. ووالله لا ينجينا إلا الإخلاص لله والاتباع لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفيما هنا عرضا في هذه الخطبة أسدي نصيحة للأمة جمعا من مقام هذا إلى كل مسلم حاكما ومحكوما في أصقاع الأرض، أن يعودوا جميعا إلى الله، عودوا إلى ربكم، إنه يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. فيا أيها الحكام احكموا بشرع الله ولا تخشوا في ذلك لائمة لائم، فإن غضب الله شديد وعقابه أليم وسريع. ويا أيها المحكومون اتقوا الله في حكامكم واستجيبوا لأمر ربكم إذ قال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم، فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله وإلى الرسول إن كنتم مؤمنين. وأطيعوا رسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي أمركم بالسمع والطاعة، وإن كان هذا الحاكم غير مرضي عندكم لجنسه أو شكله أو فعله، فقد جاء بذلك كله الحديث من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقد قال عن طبقة الحاكم وشكله: ولو تأمر عليكم عبد، ولو تأمر عليكم عبد يعني مملوك فلا بد أن تطيعوه. وقال عن فعله: تصبر تسمع وتطيع، وإن جلد ظهرك وإن أخذ مالك. فعلينا عباد الله أن نتقي الله عز وجل في أنفسنا وأهلينا وأمتنا وحكامنا ومحكومينا. فعلى الجميع أن يتهيأوا للنزول بين يدي الله. إلا رجل ظن أنه لن يقف بين يدي الله فهذا عليه أن يراجع إيمانه وإسلامه، فإنه قد كفر، لأن الذي لا يؤمن بالبعث والنشور كافر. ومن كان مؤمنا بالبعث والنشور فليتهيأ له. فاللهم وفقنا لطاعتك، واجعلنا من أهلك وخاصتك، وأهلنا لدخول جنتك. عباد الله، أنفع العمل أخلصه لله، وخير الناس أنفعهم لعباد الله، ولا خير إلا في اتباع رسول الله، وأعظم القرب ذكر الله. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. استوى تعتذر المباركة الطاقة والطاقة والطاقة هذا من الناس الأقدام، لا تتعرض الناس الشيطان في المصطفى الأول. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب مرفوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of the khutbah of today which was titled by who wins happiness and who wins and who loses happiness. I began the khutbah with khutbah al-hajj, as you hear, and then I said all slaves of Allah, all believers, every man kind in this world certainly looks for happiness, as there different understandings of happiness, and as there are different sources of happiness. As someone might look for happiness with wealth or in wealth, in money, and other look for it in children, and someone look for it in authority and power and position, and some other might look for happiness in what he listens to, as other might look for it in what he sees or watches. Too many different types of people with their own understandings of happiness and their own sources of happiness. However, the fact that many people do not understand is that everybody who is looking for happiness is looking for something very valuable, very, very valuable. And it is at the same time very difficult to approach and adhere and have, except for one whom Allah Ta'ala make him able to know it, understand it and have it. As for the one who looks for happiness in money and wealth is right, he's not wrong. There is nothing wrong with that. But if he earns it from a proper way, legitimate way, permissible way, and he does not hold it in a save or account, just increasing it, but he spends it for the sake of Allah, to please Allah, to please Allah Ta'ala. As for example, he built up a masjid, or at least he donated for a masjid, or he sponsored an orphan, or put a mushaf, a Quran, in a masjid as a waqf, or publish a valuable book of Islam for free, or participate in that, or buy some good books of Islam and distribute it for free, or be in a need, help somebody who is in need with what he needs, or he pays a debt instead of somebody who is unable to repay it, or build up a house for poor people. And in all that, he must be sincere for Allah. He must be sincere for Allah. As if he wants to show off, he will lose all the reward. And the one who is looking for happiness in children is not wrong if he seeks them from the proper way that Allah Ta'ala made permissible for him by marrying. And at the same time, he raises them up in a good way that Allah Ta'ala pleased with, meaning obedience to Allah Ta'ala. And the one who seeks happiness in positions or authority would be given success if he is seeking it the way that Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam seeks for it or sought it. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Yusuf, Ayah 55, اجعلني, that Yusuf alayhi salam said to the king of Egypt, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض, إني حفيظ عليم. نعم, he Yusuf said to the king, sit me over the storehouses of the land, storehouses of Egypt. I will indeed guard them with full knowledge as a minister of, for example, finance. So he will guide them with full knowledge, and he would be, he would save them with full trust. So if you are somebody who's qualified to this position, you know, you have the experience of how to run it, then yes, you look for filling it. And if you intend to be some someone who or people can consider trustworthy, meaning that you be you save it, you don't waste it, and you don't spend it for your own or for your family or only for those who are close to you, but you spend it, you use this position the way that pleases Allah Ta'ala. If you are so, Allah will help you and support you. If not, then Allah will not help you. And the one who is looking for happiness, however, the one who looks for happiness only, or who seeks the position and authority only to be above everyone, only to destroy in that position or community or country or whatsoever, then Allah Ta'ala has warned them, say, of severe punishment. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Muhammad ayah 22, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. So Allah Ta'ala said, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. What do you think? If you were given the authority, do mischief in the land and sever your ties of kinship. So, as a person is not qualified for position, why then we seek only to be said that you are on this position? Don't you know that you are going to be questioned for it on the day of resurrection? If you intend to use the position to revenge from someone or to get some profit for your own or your people, or you raise someone who should not be raised, then don't you fear that Allah Ta'ala revenge from you severely? While you see the examples around you today and in every day, and the one who is looking for happiness and what he listened to, then let him to know that he will not find it except in listening to the speech of Allah, the Quran, and listening to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Ta'ala said, لا خير في كثير من نجواه إلا من أمر بمعروف أو صدقة أو صلاح بين الناس. There is no any goodness in their side speech when they speak to each other, except if they speak to reconcile between people, or they donate charity for people who are in need, or enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And this means also teaching people the knowledge, and they studying the knowledge of Islam. As the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him to speak the truth or keep silent. And he ﷺ said, if you pass by the gardens of paradise, then enjoy being there widely. Enjoy being there widely. They said, what are these gardens of paradise? O Messenger of Allah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are the circles of dhikr. And dhikr here, by the agreement of all the scholars, it means seeking knowledge. And dhikr here means seeking knowledge. As Allah Ta'ala said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And ask the people of dhikr if you don't know. Meaning the people of knowledge. And the one who is seeking for happiness, and what he watches, or what he sees, then this whole world, this whole wide world, is full of things that attracts the eyes and amazes the brains, because of the very beautiful things that Allah Ta'ala stored in them. And everything, if you just want to enjoy using your eyes, then turn it around you. Look to the heavens in the day and look to it in the night and see the difference and the beauty of the day and the beauty of the night. Look to the mountains. Look to the forests and trees and grass, and look to the animals, the insects, the everything around you. You will find what can make you glorify Allah. But those who only wants to look to something that burns their hearts only, and they cannot reach it, they look to women on TV and they at the same time cannot reach, or even if they can reach, and it does not mean what you reach you can go to. No, but I mean, if you look to it and you can't reach it, it burns your heart, it burns your iman. What about when you reach it? What about if you go and do the zina? That is even worse. As I said, you can't reach it except by displeasing the Lord of all lords and mankind and slaves. And in general, whoever seeks for happiness might find some of it, might find some of it for some time in what is not obedient to Allah. Maybe, I say, maybe. But in reality, he cannot find it, even if he feels that he finds happiness in there. He still cannot find it. But he might feel it. I say to him, you might feel that, you might find that, but only small part of it, and for little time only. And it does not extend. And in a while it will return back to you with harm in this life world and in the hereafter. With harm. Only with harm. The real happiness is only found in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. It's only found, it is a real permanent happiness. Real permanent happiness. Permanent, does not disappear even one single day. If you look for happiness of health, aren't you going to be sick? Yes, sure. But when you seek happiness with what Allah Ta'ala permits you, and only to please Allah, then when you are sick, you will still be happy. You know why? Because you hear the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ that whoever Allah loves will put him on more hard and hard trials, tests. So then you know that when you are sick, Allah doesn't hate you, but Allah Ta'ala loves you, and He is testing you now. So you be pleased and you say, Alhamdulillah. Now, and the real happiness, as I said, is in building your future which begins with your departure. Departure from this life. Not departure from airports on airplane, but you depart from this life port on, let me call it, wooden plane, the coffin. There is the real departure. When you are carried from your house to the masjid, and then that is the transit only. You're not staying in the masjid. You're taken from your house to the masjid, and then the masjid is transit for a while to pray janazah for you, and then you are going to depart again. To where? To land in the grave. You're going to land there. And you're going to be waiting there, either in happiness or in sadness. Either in happiness or in sadness. Ya ikhwan, this life world can be mixed. Happiness and sadness. No one can have happiness forever, sadness forever. Except the believers, they have happiness forever, even in the terms that people think it's sadness. Because they are pleased with what Allah Ta'ala gives them. Now, other than the believer is not happy. In the grave, yani other than the believers, they have happiness and on many occasions sadness. In the grave, you either have happiness forever until you are resurrected, or sadness forever until you are resurrected. And when you are resurrected, it's not going to be changed, but it's going to be more. Either more happiness or more sadness. That's it. It's not going to go less. It's not going to change. It's not going to change. Now, yes, believers who commit sins might have some slight change, going to the hell for a while of the sins that they committed, if Allah Ta'ala does not forgive them. They will only go for a short time in a special place of punishment, not with the kuffar. And then they are going to be taken again to the permanent and continuous happiness. And they will forget all the sadness they had ever in the fire, in the grave, in their life. They will forget it. They will forget it. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Hud, Ayah 101 to 105, Allah Ta'ala said there, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمُ الَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ لَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ وَمَا زَادُوهُمْ غَيْرَ تَتْبِيبٍ غَيْرَ تَتْبِيبٍ. Allah Ta'ala said, we wronged them not, but they wronged themselves. So there gods they took besides Allah, other than Allah, whom they invoked, profited them, not then there came the command of your Lord. The command of your Lord. What is the command of your Lord? It's the death and resurrection. That is the command. And the command from your Lord, that this person to be taken to the hellfire. Naam? Naam. Nor did they add out to them but destruction. But destruction. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Such is the seizure of your Lord when He seizes them, the kuffar meaning. The towns and the towns of the kuffar, while they are doing wrong, verily his severe is painful and severe. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. This is very important for every one of us now. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ لِمَنْ خَافَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. Indeed, in that, meaning in that news, there is a sure lesson for those who fear the torment of the hereafter. That is a day where all mankind will be gathered together, and that is a day when all the dwellers of the heavens and the earth will be present at that day. وَمَا نُؤَخِّرُهُ إِلَّا لِأَجَلٍ مَعْدُودٍ. And we delay it only for a term already fixed. Because some people say, well, thousands of years now, we didn't see it. You don't need to worry about it. A man asked Rasulullah, when is the sa'ah, when is the hour, when is the resurrection? Three times Rasulullah did not answer it. After the third time, Rasulullah said, who's the one who asked about the hour? He said, I, Rasulullah, me, the one who asked. I am the one. He said, what did you prepare for it? That's the question. You don't need to worry about when it comes, it exists. Because you know, every one of us know when. It is when you die. That is the beginning of your hour. There is one main hour. Allah knows best when it exists. But there are billions of hours, which is by the death of each person. That is his hour. Because the question is going to start now. From that moment, the angels will start asking you. يَوْمَ يَأْتِي لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَمِنْهُمْ سَعِيدٌ. In this ayah, Allah Ta'ala divided or categorized people on that day on two categories. Shaqi, who is, let me first translate the ayah. Allah Ta'ala said, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ. On that day, when it comes, no person shall speak إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, except by his, meaning Allah's permission. Who will speak on that day? No one except whom Allah Ta'ala permits. And you only speak, you cannot give any excuses. No excuses is accepted. No excuses accepted on that day. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَمِنْهُمْ سَعِيدٌ. Some amongst them will be happy, and some of them will be sad, and some of them would be happy. Those who were sad, why were they sad? It is because of what they earned in this life, because of what they did, because of what they said, because of what they abandoned of the commands, because of what they exceeded of the boundaries that Allah Ta'ala forbid. That is why people are going to be of two types. Either happy, those who were always obedient to their Lord, Allah Ta'ala, in their life. And others would be sad, and those are the ones who did not obey Allah Ta'ala. And they only followed their own desires. This was the first part of the khutbah, and the second is said, I praise Allah Ta'ala and send peace and blessing on Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then I said, all slaves of Allah, verily, the true happiness is only found in spending all your time, wealth, power to please Allah. That is the real happiness. That is the real happiness. And also to be pleased with the destiny of Allah Ta'ala that He has written for you. And to prepare yourself for the next life. Prepare yourself for the next two lives. You have, mankind goes into four stages of lives. One in the womb, where no sin, no reward, nothing. And no happiness, no sadness, no feelings. And this life, where it is mixed of happiness and sadness, and people are different of their deeds. Some do good, some do bad. And there is a third life which is in the grave, which is called the barzakh, temporary life. And this is based on what you did in the second life. You're not going to be questioned about the first life. Even if you kicked your mom in the womb, you're not going to be asked about that. You're not going to be asked, because that life, no records. And after that third life, which is temporary life, if you, in that third life, if you do good, you will be happy and convenient in that grave. That grave will be turned like a paradise for you. But if you do bad, and you don't do good, and there, the happiness, the pleasure is only for the soul, because the body turns to soil, to sand. And the sadness is also for the soul, But the body turns to soil. In the fourth life, and it's permanent, no end, it's endless. And the happiness is for both body and soul, and permanent. No even single moment of change. And the sadness is permanent. Sadness is permanent for body and soul, and no even single moment of change on that. So we have to prepare for that day. Prepare to that day, in which Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah 2, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. Allah Ta'ala said, on that day, when it comes, meaning the day, no person shall speak except by Allah's permission. Some amongst them will be sad, and some others will be pleased or happy. And then Allah Ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا, as for those who are sad or rich, they will be in the fire. They will be in the fire. Saying in it, in a high and low tune, Zafir wa Shahir. That is because of the punishment, of the pain. And you know when somebody is put under certain amount of pain, Shahiq wa Zafir is when you take a breath and breathe out. Sigh and groan. And that is because of the pain. You sigh and groan. Like that. Okay? That's the only thing that they can do in the fire. In order to minimize the pain, but it's not going to be minimized. It's going to be increased more and more. More and more, as Allah Ta'ala said, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُنُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُنُودًا غَيْرًا. Whenever the skins burn, we replace them immediately with other skin. Why? Because the skin is the part that has sensors of heat and pain. Now, not the flesh, the skin. And Allah Ta'ala said them, خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك إن ربك فعال لما يريد. They will be therein for all the time that the heavens and the earth endure, except as your Lord wills. Now, verily your Lord is the doer of whatsoever He intends or wills. Now, two things in this ayah need to be understood well. Allah Ta'ala said, خَالِدِينَ فِيَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. But we know that on the day of resurrection, the heavens are going to be rolled in the hands of Allah, as well as the earth. And the earth is going to be, earth and heavens will be changed. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. But from this ayah we understand where Allah Ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. The land will be changed with other land, and the heavens will be changed with other heavens. Now this ayah of Surah Hud relates to that. The heavens and earth of the next life, not of this life. Because the earth and heavens of this life are going to be rolled up in the hands of Allah, folded in the hands of Allah. Naam? And changed. Naam? And also other point that you need to understand, so you don't misunderstand, where Allah Ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Except as your Lord wills. Now this exception does not mean that people from the far are going to have an end, or people from the Jannah are going to have an end. La. But except here means might be for the believers who have committed sins. When they enter the fire, those are going to have yani a limited time, not permanent, and the punishment. And then they are going to be taken to the heavens. But once all the people of heavens enters heavens, and all the people of the fire enters the fire, they are going to be locked, closed, and no one will come in, no one will come out. No one. Finish. And no end for that life. No end for that life. Forever. Naam? And then Allah Ta'ala gave us also a little view of the people in the paradise who did used to do good in this world. Now He gave us the what's going to happen to those who did wrong, and now He's giving us or telling us about who did good in this life. Naam, here Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غير عطاء غير مجدود. نعم. And here Allah Ta'ala said, and those who are blessed with happiness, they will be in paradise, abiding therein for all the time that the heavens and earth and the earth endure, as we explained earlier. Except as your Lord wills, again as we explained earlier. And then Allah Ta'ala said, يعني عطاء غير مجدود, a gift without an end. A gift without an end. It does not have any end, right? And then Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and it is also to all of us, فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِمَّا يَعْبُدُ هَؤُلَاءِ ما يعبدون إلا كما يعبد آباؤهم من قبل وإنا لموفوهم نصيبهم غير منقوص. So be not in doubt of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and everyone else of course as to what these people worship, meaning the polytheists, worship all the disbelievers, all the even disobedience, because people worship many different gods, idols, trees, rocks, moon, sun, stars, and some worship their own desire. They worship their own desire. So they have a God that is their desire. Now, as we said in one khutbah earlier, when we spoke about the Darwin theory, we said these Darwinis, they believe, they worship, and the infidels worship, but they worship their own desire. They, by their own desire, decided that there is no God. So they put the law for themselves. What is halal, what is haram? They put the law. So they are worshipping, but they are worshipping their own desires. So they are also mushrikeen or polytheists. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us all, so be not in doubt as to what these people worship. They worship nothing but that their fathers worshipped before them. And verily we shall repay them in full their portion without diminution. And by this we understand, ya ikhwan, that it is very important for us to understand the life and the purpose of life, and to work for our real future, to work hardly. It's not to work just yani little work, no. For work to build up the future of theirs and their families back home. And that's why if there is any chance of overtime, you want to work because you want to earn more money to do or have a better life there. This is the exact example of all of mankind living on this earth. You are here, not in your homeland. This earth is not our homeland. Sooner or later we're going to depart. Exactly like you brothers coming from UK, from India, from Bangladesh, from Egypt, from anywhere to Jeddah to work. Sooner or later you're going to depart. Same thing, acting from this land to the land of the hereafter. So those who work hard in earning the proper materials of building, and if we suppose that you are here to work, you are here to work, you need to prepare the proper material for building your future there, which is money. As if you just buy clothes and you work and take the money and go, mashallah, nice restaurants and spend money and salary every month, by end of the month, finish. So you're not building nothing. You are here not to build up your body, eating, resting. No, you are here to work hard to build up your future in your country, where you come from, where your family are waiting for you. Now, so this is not our land. The earth is not our land. All of the earth is not our land. It is not land for mankind. And very soon we are going to leave it. Very soon we are going to leave it. To where? To our lands. We are going to land on our lands. either the paradise or the fire. And even the paradise is like today your homeland. You're working here. If you just work little, you will have little income. There in homeland, you will have a house in the countryside or, you know, small house like that. But when you work hard, you can buy a house in the capital. The capital city. Same thing. If you work hard here, fast, pray, do dhikr, have good kinship, learn the knowledge of Islam, learn. This is the greatest way of worship, to learn about Islam, about Allah, about, right? Seek the knowledge. And do everything that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with as you can. So, when you come in the hereafter, you have lots and lots of the income. So you're not going to be in the lowest rank of the Jannah, although lowest rank of the Jannah is something tremendous and you cannot even imagine. But there are places which is better than this. When you get up with the prophets and messengers and martyrs and the highest quality believers, when you be close to the throne of Allah, that is the best place. That is the best place. So work for that. That is not given for nothing. You have to work. You have to work. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who work for the hereafter in a good way and increase our reward and increase our iman and increase our knowledge and make us from those who fear Him in real and worship Him sincerely and follow His Messenger completely. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Any question regarding the khutbah? Just before I finish, at the end of the khutbah I gave an advice which is not from the khutbah, and I gave the advice to all the Muslims all around the world, rulers and the common people. And I said that all of us need to fear Allah. Need to fear Allah and need to work by the guidance from Allah Ta'ala. As for us, people who are ruled, we need to fear Allah and obey our rulers. We obey our Muslim rulers. We obey our Muslim rulers. When I say that, it does not necessarily mean that if your ruler is not Muslim, if you're living in a non-Muslim country, your ruler is not Muslim, you don't obey, no. You obey as, yani, what is not contradicting with Islam. But if it contradicts with Islam, you don't obey. If they say you have to obey or leave the country, you better leave the country. If you leave the country, you do not disobey Allah and obey mankind. Now, but it does not mean that you disobey the non-Muslim rulers in everything as long as you are a citizen in that country. For example, you are from India. The rulers in India are kuffar. You cannot say, I disobey them. And I don't obey them in anything that they make. No. If the commander they give does not contradict with Islam, you obey. When it contradicts with Islam, if you can disobey without any harm or problem, you disobey. But if it is, you either disobey or you are both in troubles, then it is better you leave that land. You leave that land. Now, and the rulers, we also, first of all, the public or the ruled people, we say we have to obey them because Allah Ta'ala commanded us. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. All you who believe, obey Allah, obey the Messenger, and those who are given the authority amongst you. And the Prophet ﷺ told us to obey them. To obey them even if they are wrong in their sayings or actions. Even if they are oppressing us, we have to obey them. Even if they are disobedient to Allah, but they are still Muslims, we obey them. Even if they committed kufr, we have to obey them by meaning of not doing the kufr that they do, not feeling pleased with the kufr they do, but not to do, yani not to fight against them, so we turn the country to a mess. But we have to go back to the people of knowledge and complain to them, as Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. So if you have any conflict, you and your rulers in anything, then take it back to Allah and to His Messenger. How today are you going to take it back to Allah and His Messenger? To the ulama, who are the inheritors of the Messenger. So you go back to the ulama and tell them, look, the ruler did this, 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 what can we do? And the ulama will tell you what to be done. Not necessarily you do, but something to be done. Maybe they do it, not you. But your duty is to take it to the rule, to the scholars. Not to go on demonstrations and protest and raise signs of dropping the rulers and the regimes, and this is not correct, Ikhwan. These things are inherited from the kuffar, and the only people who are now happy for it and encouraging it are the kuffar, as you hear in the media. Only the kuffar are happy with it and they are encouraging for more and more of it in the Muslim countries. But it is not for Islam. So this is one way of winning the happiness. One way of winning the happiness. If you want to win the happiness in this life and in the hereafter, obey Allah, obey the Messenger, and obey your rulers. And rulers, as some of the ulama say, are of two types. Rulers who rule with their power and authority, and scholars. And scholars. So we have, if we have anything, you return it back to the scholars. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. If there is any question, now, Abu Amir, go ahead.
There's a question regarding what you just said at the end. I just want some clarification. Muhammad said in his Rasul of Sunnah that if someone involved or rules on an account of one of the leaders, not legitimately, if he dies of death of a jahiliyyah.
No.
What does this mean when we see on the news and everything? Someone
dies in Egypt
or any places,
it says
they are
martyrs,
they're shaheed. What do we understand about
this? What we understand is what is clarified by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have to obey the rulers, and this bay'ah or covenant that he gave to the ruler to obey. And the first day that he become a ruler, something has to be respected. Some people may say, but I did not give bay'ah. We say, it is not necessarily you personally, because there are people who are now born, they did not give bay'ah. So how come they, for example, in Egypt, the ruler there was for 30 years. Most of the demonstrators were even younger than this age. And some of them spoke and said that we opened our eyes seeing Mubarak on the position of as a president. So as the Muslimin gave bay'ah to Abu Bakr Siddiq, who gave bay'ah to Abu Bakr Siddiq? All the Muslims? No, it's not all the Muslims. Only those who were under the shade of Bani Sa'idah. in Medina. But there were Muslims in Mecca, there were Muslims in Taif, in Yemen, there were Muslims in different places, in Ihsa, Naam, Bahrain. There were Muslims from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Abu Bakr took the bay'ah, he took it only from those people who were there, who were the heads or the leaders of the people, like the tribes and like that. Or, yani more important than that, they were the scholars of the Sahaba. So the scholars of the Sahaba, and other than the scholars of the Sahaba, people who were the head of their tribes, they also gave bay'ah. So today, when a ruler become a ruler, he's given a bay'ah by everybody. I mean by what we call them, people of al-hal wal-aqd. People of al-hal wal-aqd, which is untying, untying, as it is translated. But it means people who can, or people who have an effect amongst the community. People listen to. Individuals who people listen to. So if they consider that this is a ruler, khalas, it's enough for everyone. It's a bay'ah. It's compulsory on you to obey. It's compulsory on every person to obey. Now, and if you want to know, in the shade of Bani Sa'idah, there was not any single woman from amongst the Sahaba. They were all men. So why the woman did not give bay'ah? It's understood that time this is enough. Halas. And all the women accepted Abu Bakr Siddiq to be the Khalifa. Naam? So today, if anybody, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, if a man comes and fights and kills the Khalifa and takes his position, then we have to accept Khalas. If it is taken and settled, khalas. But if he comes and fights, and he is now fighting, we all have to fight him. We all have to fight this new one who's coming to take the position of the Khalifa, whether it is president, king, emir, whatsoever. We have to fight this one who's coming to fight against him or drop him. But if he already take it, as Yusuf Salim said, even if he's a slave, a Bethanian slave, we have to accept. We have to accept. Now a slave cannot be a ruler, because a slave is a slave. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said a slave, he means a slave, owned. But this slave came out of Sidon and became the ruler. He killed the ruler and became the ruler whatsoever. We have to obey. Why? It's not because he's good. He's bad, and first indication is that he took the position which is not his. But this is to save the lives of people. To save the lives of people. Look to what's happening in every capital of many Muslim countries today. If you watch the news, you get shocked. People killed in Cairo, people killed in Manama, people killed in Tunisia, Algeria, Libya, Yemen, Sudan. What is this? It's a mess. It's a mess. Who is happy to that? The kuffar. The kuffar. And they give advices open on the media. Yes, we advise the regime to respond to the claims of the people. And when they see that the Protestants and the demonstrators gone ahead, way ahead, they say, we advise the regime to give up, khalas, give up and leave the place. Subhanallah. So we have to understand, ya ikhwan, Allah Ta'ala told us that the enemies of us are just watching, waiting for any moment. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, the history told us, even the history told us. Let me remind you of one incident only. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam boycotted Ka'b ibn Malik and the two others with him because they did not join the Battle of Tabuk, and he commanded everybody in Medina to boycott them, even their wives, even their families, to boycott them, not to talk to them, not to sit with them, nothing. And for 40 days, a Christian ruler of Lebanon heard of that and he wanted to take the advantage of it. So he sent a message with the messenger to Ka'b, because he was the youngest. And the messenger came to Medina, asked, where is Ka'b ibn Malik? Who is Ka'b ibn Malik? Where is Ka'b ibn Malik? Who is Ka'b ibn Malik? Till he was guided to, this is Ka'b ibn Malik. He came to him, he said, Ka'b ibn Malik? Yes. He said, I'm a messenger from the king of Ghassassina in Lebanon with this message. He got the message and he looked it and read it, and it was from the king of Ghassassina in Lebanon to Ka'b ibn Malik, we hear what your friend done with you, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you are not alone. You come to us, we'll give you power, authority, money, whatever you want. Like many people today, it is not even the Western countries are offering to these Muslims to come to them. They, some of them escape from their countries and go to them to be used as sticks that the kuffar hit with their people, the Muslims. Ka'b ibn Malik looked to this letter and he said, even this from the trial, fit the tila. And then he took it to the tanur, to the oven, and dropped it, refusing this offer. But today, people are calling the kuffar, and they are very happy, and always you hear them saying, did you listen to Mr. They give you Western names. What he said, this is right, this is... Subhanallah. And no one, I never heard anyone in these demonstrations calling for implementing the Sharia. Alas, now Mubarak gun, now Ibn Ali gun, okay, when the Sharia. Even Ikhwan Muslimin, they don't talk about Sharia. Distur, only distur. The law of the country. So that's, ya ikhwan, yani very wrong and very bad. We have to be careful. Wallahu a'lam. What shall a pregnant woman, it is a question written, what shall a pregnant woman do who has missed the fast for previous Ramadan? And by the time she gives what? Huh? Birth. Okay. The next Ramadan will already be started. Now, first of all, the pregnant woman, whether the next Ramadan is coming after she's birthed, before she's birthed, is not important. The pregnant woman and the woman who is breastfeeding, they have a permission to break the fast and feed a needy for each day. In that Ramadan, she does not need to wait. She does not. There is a fatwa for many ulama says no, she has to wait until she gives birth and then she fasts. There is no dalil on that. They say we treat her like, and if she is feeling that she gets weak, then she is like the patient. If she is feeling that her baby gets weak, then I say no. What is the dalil for that? Ibn Umar, Abu Huraira, and others said to their some to their his daughter and some to his wife, when they were pregnant in Ramadan, to break fast and feed. If they cannot fast on that Ramadan, they break fast and feed and eat for each day. In that Ramadan, they don't need to wait until yani Ramadan and now to feed a needy in that Ramadan. Allah, that's all what they need to do. Now,
what is the way, the proper way to
what?
The food,
there is no proper way. There is no way at all. There is no way to do khuruj against the leaders or rulers. It's forbidden. The Prophet ﷺ told us that it is forbidden as long as they allow you praying until you see clear kufr, that you have evidence from. And even when you see the clear kufr, if you have the power to do that, if you are more powerful than them, if that is the case, must be through the ulama. Must be through the ulama, because the ulama are the ones who are going to decide what is yani good, what is bad for the ummah. That's what, and if you see all the time, yani during the Sahaba time and the Tabi'een, those who had this position were only ulama amongst the Sahaba. Yani, who was the ruler? Abu Bakr, then Umar, then and the Shura, ulama. Every time the people return the things back to the ulama. To the ulama. So we have to, as Allah Ta'ala said, إذا جاء الأمر من الأمن أو الخوف فإذا جاء الأمر من الأمن أو الخوف أذاعوا به فلو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلموا الذين يستنبطونه. If any matter of security or fear approaches them, they propagate it or spread it. But if they return it back to the messenger and the people of authority, they will know how to deal with it. They will know how to deal with it. Now I'm here, أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ, as we said, the ulama said that it is the rulers and the scholars. If you say, but this ruler is yani a dictator, he doesn't listen. If you give him an advice, he kills you. Say, okay, أخي, take it to the ulama. Because when this ruler kills you, nobody will yani much care. But when he kills the alim, he knows that how bad yani it's going to be. You know? Look to the hikmah of this sharia. Look to the hikmah of the sharia. Now, answer to this question, Allah Alam.